Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. Everything is getting more expensive. You know that, right? Groceries, restaurant tabs, your phone bill, everything is costing more. And as consumers, we're kind of like the frog in the frying pan, right? These price hikes creep up on us. All of a sudden, we've spent hundreds more on everyday things than we did last year. New research from the AARP shows that this is a multi-generational issue as well. Joining us right now, smart shopping and money-saving expert Trey Bodge. Trey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us because this is really important stuff to talk about. Let's break down some of the good news that there is, help for those that feel that they're overspending, right?
Absolutely. You know, there is an area where I feel like people can make a meaningful dent in their expenses, and those are some of those recurring monthly expenses. You know, I think we choose a provider, say for our cell phone, for our cable, our Wi-Fi, and we just kind of set it and forget it. But those prices are creeping up slowly. And so I would strongly advise that we all kind of take a step back, look at those providers. If you're with one of the big three, consider working with a smaller provider, like a Consumer Cellular, for example, where the prices are much more reasonable. I did this a few years ago and saved myself $150 per month just by changing providers. So if you're feeling the pinch every month, making a couple changes can really help.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is, as I said, this multi-generational effect where you've got a lot of, grandparents, watching the grandkids, and you've got parents taking care of kids taking care of their parents. So, I mean, people are paying more for everything and sometimes for multiple generations.
They are. You know, it's very interesting. AARP conducted a study around this, and they found that grandparents are investing in their grandkids' futures maybe more than we imagine. So they're providing over $2,600 per year of financial help, 500 hours of unpaid help taking care of the grandkids. And this is what's wonderful to have that from grandparents. But just keep in mind that many grandparents are retired, so they have more of a finite income. So we want to be really careful that we're not kind of leaning on our grandparents too heavily, especially when it comes to things like trips. You know, grandparents often pay for the whole family to go away. And so maybe instead of that bigger ticket trip where that's all inclusive for the family, that's very expensive, think about maybe some flexible options, maybe a discounted trip, or maybe everyone takes a road trip this year and meets up somewhere. You know, just kind of look at things a little bit differently if that financial squeeze is being felt.
Road trips are great, but of course, gas is getting more expensive as well. What can families do to find some relief at the gas pump?
Yeah, so the gas pump is one of those areas where we feel like we're really out of control because it's such a huge roller coaster, right? So there are a couple things that I want everyone to keep in mind when they are getting ready to pay for gas. You know, make sure that you're shopping around, looking for the best price. Join any loyalty programs. For example, ExxonMobil Rewards Plus has a really good one. And then if you're an AARP member, if you link your memberships on the AARP site, you can save a lot just by linking those, by getting extra points on your gas, your convenience store items, and then even double points on dedicated member days. So make sure to take advantage of those memberships, those loyalty programs, take advantage of any cash offers because cash is typically cheaper for gas than credit card. Or with credit cards, you can often get points or miles. So try to look for those little ways to save, and they will save a lot down the road.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think a lot of people set up their household budget for the year, and then these price hike creeps set right in, and all of a sudden we're spending, like I said, hundreds more than we expected to spend.
That's true. And we're seeing inflation up over 4%. And what that does is that trickles down to the cost of everything, from groceries to gas to other consumable items, our utility bills. And so, like you said, a lot of people are struggling under the budget that they made because it doesn't work anymore. So I think a couple times a year, it's really good to look at your budget and make sure that you're still on track.
Good thought. Trey, where can we go for more information?
You can go to AARP.org, or you can find me at TrueTray.com or TrueTray on Instagram.
We will check it out. Trey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, Trey Bodge, T-R-A-E, Trey Bodge, shopping and money-saving expert. Yeah, it's just, no doubt we're paying more for everything. It's like that old Marty Stewart song, too much month at the end of the money. That's what we're all kind of going through right now.